Okay, good morning all. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tesh, Chapter 1, Mishnah 9, Maseches Moed Katan. And the Mishnah begins off by saying, Ma'amidin Tanur B'chirayim V'reichayim B'moed. We are allowed to set up an oven or a stove or a pair of millstones, right? That's to grind like wheat or whatever. We can do all this stuff on Chol Moed. And the thought is that a person can build and set any of these things up, assuming that it's needed for food for the Chag, right? And since this is work that is related to the food for the festival, it can even be done, even though for skilled labor, you need to have a special person come in and set up the stove, whatever it is. This is allowed because it's for food for the moed. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein mechabshin es harechayim batchila." So evidently, when the millstones are put in to grind the wheat, so you need to sort of like roughen up the millstone to the surface of it to make it grind better. So says Rabbi Yehuda, a restriction on all of this, which the Chachamim seemingly don't agree on, and that is, he says that you can't roughen the surface of new millstones. If a new millstone, you can't roughen it. If it was old, you would be able to roughen it because it's been done before and it's not as big of a deal, not as difficult. But since roughening a new millstone is difficult and overly difficult, you can't do that in Chol Moed, whereas the Chachamim again seem to be okay with that entirely. Anything you need to do to set up the new millstone would be okay, but not according to Rabbi Yehuda. You can't roughen up the new millstone. Okay. Osin ma'akela gag v'lamir peses ma'asei hedyot. Now, before we fully understand this Mishnah, we have to know that there is a mitzvah asei, that a person has an obligation to build a ma'akeh. A person has an obligation to build some sort of like a fence around their roof, and there are certain restrictions around this about when a person is obligated, and when it's just a smart idea, but there's not an actual obligation. So the Mishnah over here seemingly is talking about a case where there is not an explicit obligation to do so, because if there was, then you seemingly could do it on Chol Moed in any way. Over here, we're talking about a case where you are it's an extra protection to do it, but there's not a blatant obligation. So in this situation, a person where it's not a blatant obligation, a person can make a railing for a roof or a balcony in the way of like a hedge, which in the way of like an amateur person to do it. How would you do that? Pile some stones up, whatever it would take, but you can't cement them together. You just have to make like a temporary commoner's way of making a railing or like a wall around it. About low mass, but you can't do it in the way like a professional manner, again, because it's not a blatant obligation. If it was an actual obligation, based on the halachic limitations of what you would need, then you would be allowed to do it in the professional manner, in the Maisei Uman manner. Shafin Esa Sadakin. Let's say you have like a crack in the roof of your house, so a person's allowed to smear plaster over cracks in the roof of the house, because if rain would come in because of the crack, it might come to damage things in the house. So Omagilin Osan Bamagila Bayadova Regil. And after you smear the plaster over the crack, you can smooth out the plaster with like your hand or your foot. You can't use like a roller, something to like really smooth it out like professionally, but you could use your hand or your foot. Avalo b'machalatzayim, but you can't use a trowel. A trowel is like one of those things you can use to like smooth out the plaster. You can't do that, because at the end of the day, even though if it would rain, there is a loss that could probably occur, the potential for loss is not high enough, because maybe it's not even going to rain on the holiday. So therefore, you're allowed to do it, but you have to do it in the amateur way and not in the professional way. Hatsid, hatsinor, hakura, v'hamanu, v'hamavtech, shenish baru. So we're going to translate the words and we'll explain what some of them mean. If a pivot, a socket, a beam, a lock, or a key broke. So what are all these things? A pivot and a socket seems to be. So imagine a door that like swivels and has a piece of wood or a piece of something sticking out of the bottom and the top on one side of it, that it basically juts into the lintel that surrounds it to keep it in there so that it can swivel back and forth and go in and out. So the pivot is the piece of wood or whatever it is from the door that's sticking out into the hole in the ground or in the ceiling, and the socket is the hole that is holding that pivot. And then you have a beam. We're talking about a beam over here that supports the whole house, or if you have a lock or a key, if any of these things broke, then mitaknan b'moed. You're allowed to repair them on Chol Moed, and you could do it even in a professional manner, because there's a serious concern that if these are things aren't working properly, then thieves might come in, and that would obviously not be good. This is only allowed as long as you don't specifically schedule the work for Chol Moed. So in other words, let's say it even happens before the holiday, so you shouldn't say the holiday, Chol Moed is on Thursday and you have Sunday to repair it, you're able to repair it. You shouldn't say, which is before the Moed, you shouldn't say, oh, I'm just going to push it off because it's more convenient for me then. No, if you're able to do it, then you should do it, and you shouldn't push it off. But again, if you don't have any time and it did break before the holiday, then you are allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. You just can't specifically schedule it for Chol HaMoed. And all pickled foods that a person can pickle on Chol HaMoed, and they'll be ready to eat during the Chag. Kovshan, a person is allowed to pickle them on Chol HaMoed because this is a preparation for the festival. So in other words, even though pickling in theory might be prohibited to do on the Chag or on Chol HaMoed, nonetheless, you're allowed to pickle on Chol HaMoed if the food that you're pickling is going to be ready to eat on the festival. That would be considered permissible. This does bring a huge halachic question about pickling things in general. Are we allowed to make a salad that, you know, on Shabbos to pickle something? And so that's not the conversation for right now, but that in theory could be based in this mission over here. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Yud and Perek Aleph. God willing, next time we'll continue with Perek Beis, but for now we will stop right here.